Hey there guys, this is Tyron here. Welcome to my first podcast. Now I wanted to talk to you guys today about Instagram and how good it is for your business. Alright, now you've got this massive social media tool that has got millions and millions and millions of people involved on it, and they're all posting photos and videos and stories and adverts and all kinds of good things all over it. And they've created this massive community. You can follow hashtags, you can follow people, you can build a community out of almost anything you desire. And this Instagram, social media, absolutely fantastic for your business. Every single business needs an Instagram because everyone's on there. Well, nearly everyone's on there, should I say. And that whole community, you need that community to keep your business alive. You need it to be involved with your business, you need it to understand your business, you need those people to follow you, to love what you do, to really build in a love for what it is that you do, so that then they can buy your products and services from you, because at the end of the day that's why you're on there, that's why you advertise, that's why you're involved with people, so they'll buy your products and services. Now those people, it's all about how you get those people on board onto your Instagram profile and start getting them interacting with you, because if they're not interacting with you and with your business, then they're going to eventually lose track of you. The Instagram algorithms are going to take them off track, they're going to take them down different paths, they're going to see different photos and videos, they're not going to see your stuff, and you're going to end up with no one liking or following your posts. So what you need to do is build up your community, and the way you do that, well, there's actually multiple different ways you can do that, right? So Instagram advertising at the moment is massively underpriced. For $5, I can advertise for 24 hours and I can reach over 2,000 people. Now when you think about that kind of reach, for only $5, reaching 2,000 people seeing your advertisement, that's a massive reach at a massive scale. No newspaper, radio or anything will ever give you for the price. It's massively underpriced. 2,000, 5 divided by 2,000. Someone do the maths anyway. It's ridiculous. And all that reach is there available for you. So you can do advertising super cheap. You can start to build up your profile. You can use fantastic tools like Planoly and Canva. Those are two, probably my most fantastic favorite tools. My two favorite tools for Instagram. Is those two, because it allows me to both plan my posts on Instagram, and Canva is an awesome tool for putting together images and text on images, and it's just a really nice platform. And what it is it's absolutely free for you to use, and the free features are just phenomenal. They outstrip everything else I've ever come across, and they have this system where you buy Canva credits, and then those credits can be used to buy various things on the platform. So it might be images or emojis or whatever it is that you want to put on your Instagram post, and those cost you a little bit in credit. But I haven't used paid ones yet. I haven't needed to. Some people feel the need to, some people don't, and that's how they make their money, is the people that feel they need to use one of the images or emojis, one of the templates, might be a photo background template, whatever they might decide that is what they want to use for the Instagram post, and they pay a credit for it, and that's how Canva makes its money. And hey, that's great tool. I haven't had to use paid ones yet, and I doubt I will have to, and I post a lot on Instagram. So you've got those, and let's progress on and talk about hashtags. Okay, so for Instagram, hashtags are very lax and very strict. So what you have is you can have a maximum of 30 hashtags and 30 people tags in every Instagram post. And you can do it either in the text body of the post, or you can do it in the first comment on every post. And I recommend putting it on the first comment of every post, because that gives you control over people viewing your text. They don't get confused by the hashtags, they don't start getting turned off by the amount of hashtags. Some people you'll notice put lots of return dot, return dot, return dot, and they end up pushing the hashtags right down. You can do that as well if you want to. If you're doing automatic postings from Planoly, that is probably how you will approach that, because it allows you to then auto post those hashtags with your post, and it doesn't affect your engagement too much with an audience. But if you can put it in the first comment, hey, put it in the first comment, it's all good. But don't do what some silly people have been doing, where they put 30 hashtags in the first comment and then they go back and they edit it and they add another 30 hashtags and you end up with 60 hashtags on a post. Now, that did work for a while as some kind of black hat hack across Instagram's Instagram's work, but what it ended up doing was all those people that are doing that, they're going to get audited by Instagram at some point in time, and Instagram is going to switch off their profiles or severely tune them down, put them on a shadow ban. Could be anything along those lines. Those guys end up losing somehow. So don't ever try and game the system, right? Work within the rules. Some of the other rules around hashtags and Instagram are you don't want to have these common hashtags like for like or follow for follow. And there's some banned hashtags I can't remember them all now, but you need to look up kind of what hashtags have been banned on Instagram. Those ones you'll get no engagement on. Your post might even be completely degraded if you use too many of them. So you don't want to be using those kinds of hashtags on your posts. You want to be genuine, you want to find an audience, and you want 30 hashtags on that post that's kind of relevant to what it is that you're doing. It doesn't have to be exactly relevant, but ideally you want to funnel people down a channel where you start with a wide audience on your hashtags and you slowly narrow it down to, say, a location like a town like Tauranga or Auckland or something like that. So you might, for your town locations, you might have Auckland, and then you might have North Auckland, North Shore, and then you might have Ponsonby or something like that. Ponsonby's not on the North Shore, but you know what I mean. And what that allows you to do is to really narrow down to where you want people to go, but it gives you a wider funnel for people to come into your post with. And then what you need to do is you need to set up about, let's say if you're a frequent Instagram poster, you need probably 20 different sets of 30 hashtags. And what that does is it stops Instagram from putting you on a shadow ban because you're posting the same hashtags every time in the same order. Like, I've had cases where my posts have been completely tuned down. Before I knew this, but some of my posts got absolutely tuned down into nothing, where engagement went down from 40, 50 likes down to one or two because I'd posted the same hashtags underneath it each time. And eventually Instagram looks at it and goes, well, you're just targeting one area and you're just continuously repeatedly targeting that area, therefore I'm going to tune down these posts for a while. So what you need to do is you need to post multiple different hashtags across different posts. You need them in different order. You need to put your hashtags in different orders, not continuously repeating them in the same order all the time. And having a big spread of hashtags, like I just mentioned, maybe having sets of 20 sets of 30 hashtags gives you a far better spread and easier management of your entire audience. And then if you've got it plugged into tools like Planoly or Hootsuite, some of those other ones, you can start to measure what your engagement is across the hashtags that you're doing. I think Preview app as well potentially has a measurement tool in there. If you're paying the monthly amount for the Preview app, you can measure kind of what your hashtag engagement are, what are your most effective hashtags, what are people clicking on, all those kind of things. But to get those in-depth kind of measurements against your success rates for your hashtags and what people are searching for, what people are finding you on, you need to pay for the advanced features on tools. You'll get away with the free features in Planoly for a long time. You get away with the free features in Canva probably forever. And there are a number of other kind of free tools. Some of them are like $1.50 and that's a one-time purchase for an Instagram tool. And I've used some of those as well, and they're okay, but I've found Canva by far and away the best tool. Some of the things you want to look at when you're advertising on Instagram is that you have a couple of options. So you can put your advertisements out to a specific area, like a town like Tauranga or Auckland. You can put it down to within a 2 kilometre radius of an area. So if you're targeting a specific area of housing, say for example you're a local computer repair service business and you want to target a specific area that's near your house because you're running it from your home, and you go, okay, well I want to target all houses within 2 kilometre radius of my house, which means that there'll be, I don't know, 5,000 people say that I'm targeting directly on Instagram. And then what happens is that your targeted advertisements are going against those people and they are picking up your adverts. They're in the area, they then get to see you and they start to get to know you and your business and know you're a local business, which is really good for you. And then you don't end up, say you don't end up advertising either all over the country or all over an entire area when you know that people aren't going to drive 40 kilometres to come and see you, but they'll drive 2 kilometres to come and see you or 5 kilometres to come and see you, whatever it is. So you can really narrow it down to your local area. You can also push out your advertisement to what people are searching or liking for, or what their interests are. You can pick up to 10 interests that cover people. So if you're a farming business, if you're related to farming, you can put a bunch of interests down like farming and cows and dairy, beef, sheep, you know, all those kind of subjects that are around farming. You can specifically target for what it is that you do, and then people who are interested in that specific target area then see your advertisements, and again you're targeting it down. And the great thing is all that information, it's all coming being fed through Facebook and Instagram, because Facebook owns Instagram. So all the data that everyone has is giving away to Facebook, they're also giving away to Instagram, and vice versa. The data they're giving away to Instagram, they're giving away to Facebook. So you're taking advantage of that as you post your advertisements on Instagram. And it's so cheap, unbelievably cheap. If you've got squillions of money, if you've got 10 grand a month you can spend on advertising, and you spend 5 grand a month of that on Instagram and Facebook advertisements, say split 2.5 grand a month between each of them, even 3 grand a month between each of them, it's $100 a day across each one, you're going to reach so many people and grow your audience so quickly. It's going to be phenomenal. And more importantly, you're going to get tons of business if you target it right. Now, I've seen a lot of Instagram adverts, they are just a photo and a little caption underneath, and there's no link to their website, there's no link back to their profile. I can't actually do anything with that specific advertisement. That is by far and away the worst way to advertise on Instagram. You've got to give people a link to either click back to your profile or to click through to your website or a landing page on your website. You know, you can specify a landing page for a special deal you've got running on it. And then it allows someone to take action. So you've got to decide whether you want people to follow you, whether you want them to visit your website and click a specific thing or buy a specific product or see a specific video that encourages them to buy a product. You've got to think about what it is that your approach to this specific advertisement is and what it is that you're trying to achieve and get out of it. And in doing so, what you'll end up doing is targeting the right audience for your business so that you can go ahead and be successful and not waste your money. Because the last thing you want to be doing is wasting your money and shotgunning your advertising all over the place, trying to hit a specific target while spraying bullets in all directions but the direction of the target. And that's one of the great things about Instagram, Facebook advertising. You can hit it like a sniper rifle rather than like a shotgun. It was something else I was going to tell you guys. I've completely forgotten what it was. It's blown top of my head off. I can't remember. And we're coming to the end of my podcast anyway. I think I've been talking for a decent amount of time and you're probably getting bored. So what I want you to do is go away, look at Instagram, look at the advertising on it, set up a profile, jump to my website, sagacity.co.nz, www.suhgacity, that is S-U-H-G-A-C-I-T-Y, sagacity.co.nz, and follow me on Instagram. You'll find me at sagacity, S-U-H-G-A-C-I-T-Y. With that being said, you all have a fantastic week, weekend, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time frame it is I'm talking to you guys. Be awesome, stay awesome, and enjoy yourselves. With that, signing out.